Hi, everybody. Wishes here. I'm responding to the one kink challenge. There's more challenge, it's more of a question to talk about sort of one kink that you have and to really try to pin down sort of what it is and why it works for you. This is a fun one for me because when I got here, I didn't really consider that I had any. and it was pointed out to me by someone, I think yesterday. They're like, wow, you really sort of do a lot of stuff. And I'm like, do I really? you do all of this kind of stuff. I thought you said you were really, really vanilla. And I'm like, well, in my brain, I kind of am. I don't quite know. Before I started at GWA, I would have said that I was the most vanilla person in the world and that I was, you know, to the point of being boring, really. And that had kind of been my lived experience, as it were. And I mean, I wasn't even really unhappy with it. It's not like sex was awful or anything like that. It was fine and I had a good time and everything was great. And I did, for my 50 followers, I did like a little kink list. I'm looking at it now and I'm like, oh God, I got to go back to that. I have to go back to that. I got to edit the hell out of that. That's not working anymore. That's no good. Almost every new audio that I listen to, or no, that's not fair, but almost every new creator that I listen to shows me a new possibility for something that's really cool. I try to listen to at least one audio from everybody. So if I see a name that I haven't seen before, I will listen just to see what's going on. To see how I feel about it and to see, you know, some of you will know that I have synesthesia. So a lot of the time I'm just clicking to see what the voice does. I'm going through to see if the voice does something for me, or, you know, which is really not a comment on whether the voice is good or bad or anything like that. Some really weird noises do quite pleasant things to me. It's not to say that they're pleasant noises by any normal definition. They're just things that work for me. holy crap, I'm like 3 minutes in, I haven't said a goddamn thing about what I'm going to talk about, which was, when I got here, I considered that if I was going to put a label on it, that I would say that I was sub, which will be very funny to anybody who follows me, because I think, like, what would we say, maybe 10% of my audios are subby, everything else is dumb. And that felt really strange to me to start with. And it was really strange to me that it's, you know, that it seemed to be really working for me and that I really liked doing it. Until I realized that it's not really that I want control or anything like that. I like sort of service, and it comes through and it sort of expresses itself in both directions depending on who I'm with or who I'm talking to and how that's going on, because if you have somebody, if I'm talking to somebody, I'm making an audio for someone, if I'm playing with somebody and they are someone who is, you know, very into that sort of taking control and looking after me and all of that kind of thing, I fall into that really fast. I fall into it so comfortably and so easily. It's really, really nice. But a big part of why I like it is that I like the way that my partner responds to that. I like sort of looking at them and knowing that I'm sort of playing into something that they really like. That feedback is sort of more than the actual act of being sub. I like that feedback of filling that need for them. And when I sort of started making friends on GWA and started getting the odd request for audios and things in a more dom sort of a direction, it was surprisingly easy for me to flick that switch and be doing it the other way. Because if anything, the feedback is even faster and it's even bigger, and it feels like a bigger deal for some of them because, you know, people ask me to do something, and it cost them to ask because they're embarrassed, or, you know, it's something that maybe isn't necessarily considered super masculine, or something that they want to talk about that isn't, you know, it's a bit taboo. You're not like profoundly taboo. I'm not talking about like, you know, people who want to do things with rodents or anything. It's like, you know, it's things that are taboo that, you know, the second you sit down and think about it, like, well, why is that such a big deal? Why would people look at you funny for wanting to do that? There's no reason for it. It doesn't hurt anybody. It feels good. Why is that an issue? But it is for a lot of people. And I get stuff on my anonymous feed form, you know, quite regularly talking about how they don't feel like they can ask for that. So, you know, discovering this sort of kind of service-based kink that I have, this really getting off on filling a need, particularly if they come and they're like, oh, I can't get this anywhere else, then that's like, hello. And I, nothing, not even on my radar until I came to GWA and started hanging out with all my pervs and, you know, sort of making friends in this space, and understanding that in a lot of ways, you know, everybody is really just here looking for some kind of connection and feeling like it's okay to want what they want and to get off on what they get off on, and nobody's hurting anybody. And I think I really like the way that it feels to be in a position to give that to somebody and to show them that that's okay, and to have them go, well, you know, if Wishes tells me that it's okay, then obviously it's okay. You know, and Wishes isn't going to, you know, treat me differently, and she's not going to look down on me, and she's not going to make me feel bad because, you know, I want somebody to sit on my chest and choke me. And I feel like that would be really, really hot. And can you please do that for me? Or I want somebody to, you know, tie me up. And I want to be completely at that person's mercy. And I want to know that they're not going to hurt me and that they're going to look after me. I want to be totally vulnerable with somebody and know that that's going to be okay. And some of these things are really, really difficult, you know, even for modern men to ask for. So I really, really enjoy being in that space and being able to do that for people. And I think it's really, really hot. I'm really enjoying, listening to everybody else's and reading everybody else's kinks too, by the way. So I hope there's lots more to come. Okay. Bye. Mwah.